We're looking at verses tonight in Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 38, where Jesus again is contrasting what his words mean with what the Pharisees are saying. The Pharisees had fallen into a self-righteous sort of attitude which made them think that they could be right with God by their external law-keeping. Jesus has to teach them and teach us that the law can never be kept just by keeping a few external rules. The law extends to the heart and the whole of life, and we sin, we daily break that holy law of God. But the Lord Jesus also wants to show his disciples how comprehensive the call to godliness is. So we're coming to a fifth great contrast tonight in verses 38 to 42. You have heard that it was said, says Jesus, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. And some of these words of Jesus have so entered into the consciousness of society in the past and the English language that expressions like turn the other cheek, go the extra mile, have become part of the speech that people use. But I wonder, do we really understand them? You see, what we believe, what we understand, affects the way we live. The Hindu belief in reincarnation, for example, will also mean that the Hindu will pass by the person who is in need and not reach out a hand to help, because the person may be in trouble because of the bad life they lived in a previous incarnation. So the false teaching of reincarnation leads to a disregard for someone perhaps who is in need, because that person deserves it for what they did in a past life. That false teaching, what they believe, leads to action in life. Jesus says to his disciples what he is teaching will lead to a change in how Christians live. Now, there have been people who have read this passage in Jesus' teaching, and they would say something like this. Ah, you see, the Lord Jesus here clearly teaches against capital punishment. The Lord Jesus says, we no longer follow the law of the Old Testament. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. We don't follow the Old Testament anymore. Capital punishment is wrong. We have a legal system that shouldn't punish people. Or others read this passage and they say, ah, see here, the Lord Jesus Christ is clearly teaching pacifism. We should lay down our arms, unilaterally disarm. Campaign for nuclear disarmament, for example, would say all Christians should be pacifists. We should refuse to get involved in war. If a foreign country invades, then we are not to take up arms. Others have said, well, the Lord Jesus is clearly teaching non-resistance here. You shouldn't defend yourself at all. So this passage can be misunderstood. It was misunderstood in Jesus' day. It's being misunderstood in ours. And needless to say, I disagree with those opinions that people have brought up in their misunderstanding. But we need to think about what is Jesus saying in his word. The first thing that Jesus is saying here, verse 38, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I tell you not to resist an evil person. Personal vengeance is not justified in God's moral law. Personal vengeance is not justified in God's moral law. You can't apply personal vengeance and appeal to the law of God. Now, The Lord Jesus knew that the Pharisees were arguing that sometimes personal vengeance is allowed. And the Lord Jesus takes issue with that head on. He's saying the intent of the law of Moses was not to promote personal vengeance. In fact, it was first of all designed to discourage people from personal vengeance. The law of Moses was intending that all along in the ancient Middle East, as still in many parts of the world, personal vengeance and blood feuds are very common. Some of you know, a few months ago, I was in Kenya. And I was in Kenya once on a Saturday afternoon,